to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Hope everybody had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We have a great show. Magical engineer Frank, I believe, is ready. And if I could get my headset to fit right, it's pinching my ear. Oh, don't you love it? Don't you love radio? It's so chummy. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about ghostwriters for health today and some other things. We have a quack report and all that great stuff. So before we get into all of that, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face in our mind and time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Psalms 138. It says, though the Lord be high, yet has he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Yeah, so humble yourselves, seek the Lord's face. His invitation is time sensitive, so you don't want to miss out on the kingdom of God. Know the Lord. He is the way. And, you know, get to getting on that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, quack report is brief, Frank. First and last but not least, crickets, the exoskeletons of your crickets. You've heard, Frank, you've heard they want to put, you know, cricket meal into snacks and everything. Well, they're finding out the cricket exoskeleton, part of your cricket, has a protein called chitin. And it isn't good for humans or animals to consume that. They said the chitin protein can manifest and exploit the human body or the animal who eats crickets. Apparently, this type of protein will give parasites and infections a bit of a barrier against the human body's defenses. So let's say you have some parasites and you eat some crickets. They're saying, this is a research published in the National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health. They said your cricket protein chitin, it will manifest in the human body to protect parasites and pathogens and not you. So that's not a good thing. Eating crickets is like flipping on the kill switch, you know, for humans. So do you think, Frank, do you suppose that's why they want people eating cricket powder? I don't know. I mean, I just think it's kind of, well, you know, on its own level, it's not very appetizing, I don't think. But anyway, FYI on that report may put you at a risk. Your immune system may not be able to get rid of parasites and pathogens. And Frank agrees, yes, it's to kill everybody. Well, thanks, Frank. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Ooh, thank you, Frank. Frank! I don't know, I sent my note. I know, I typed it in haste. I don't know. Did you get my email on the clip I wanted to play? It's like a, I don't know, 13-minute clip, 15-minute clip. Did you get that? Hoping, can we, huh? You said no, you did not. Oh, darn it. Okay, so, cliffhanger, get it for Thursday. what did you say, Frank? Put it in here. Well, I don't have it right now. I emailed it to you yesterday. So I don't know if you could check the emails. But I can send it to you after the show. Maybe we can do it Thursday. So big cliffhanger on the clip. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about ghostwriting for your health. Really, you know, we've talked about this a little bit on the show and it's no secret. Your drug companies tend to hire ghostwriters in order to publish drug or medical device studies. So why do they use ghostwriters? Well, it is convenient for drug companies to use someone else to author the research, but the drug company tends to take the credit for the work. So it has become a common practice, and most of the journal articles today are written this way. Now, I'm going to go back in time to 2008 to New York Times report and also a journal report. The New York Times said in 2008, September 2008, they said this, medical ghostwriters are employed by pharmaceutical companies and medical device manufacturers to produce apparently independent manuscripts for peer-reviewed journals, conference presentations, and other communications. Ghostwriters make more than freelance writers. A good ghostwriter costs between $40,000 and $70,000 per project, and it depends on the ghostwriter's experience. End of quote. That's a big chunk of money to write up a journal article. But I guess you got to be convincing. It's coming from the mouth of science, so you better know something. So there's this study. It was done on the medical ghostwriting, you know, and it was it did get published September 2008 in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Eventually it did. So this article was not written by your ghostwriters, but it was written by editors for the medical journals. So an interesting notation in the article was that nearly 8% of the journal authors who qualified for acknowledgement on the review, not the ghostwriter, by the way, well, they weren't given any credit. So what happens in the journal articles when they're written by ghostwriters is the author credit is usually given to an academic scientist who supported the research. And you'll often see lead scientists in their field be listed as a sponsor of the work, but they had nothing to do with the research and they didn't actually write the article. So their credentials are basically there to give the research an impression of credibility, scientific authenticity. So that's why they're there. All right, so here's a quote from the journal article, the American Medical Association. They said, our concern with industry-sponsored writers is it has the potential to introduce bias affecting treatment decisions by your doctors and overall patient care, end of quote. Well, they're not off there. They hit it on the head there. So the New England Journal of Medicine, they only admitted to publishing maybe 11% of their articles by ghostwriters to the study editors. Now, the editors of these journals often have voiced a very deep concern about the scientific research in these articles. Okay, here's a quote from one of them. We are puzzled and skeptical of the findings in the journal articles, especially written by the ghostwriters, end of quote. So, but they're trying to say, as they didn't know how deep the deception went, okay? So the JAMA Journal, the Journal of the American Medical Association, they said that frequency of the ghostwriter articles in their publication had gone up about 8%. The Lancet reported a similar finding, and the Public Library of Science said about 5%. The Annals of Internal Medicine said 2% increase. So you want to keep in mind that these are numbers from 2008, and scientists are now saying it's nearly 50% or more of your journal articles are ghostwritten. Yeah. So these are people writing a summation about what went on, weren't even there for the research. See? Well, let's take issue with this. Apparently, journal editors have taken some heat from subscribers to their publication with regards to vetting the authors on these articles. Now, could it be that doctors are skeptical also of the reports that they're reading? Are they essentially reading a well-crafted advertisement instead of pure scientific research? I would say probably so. And Frank, did you say something? In nearly any other business, that would be fraud. Yes, Frank. Yes, it would be. And that's what I've been trying to say for like ever, is that the medical establishment, the scientific community, they have all these policies in place, but they don't have any bite to these policies. In other words, when somebody crosses the line and is naughty, nothing really happens to them. I mean, there's no financial penalties. They don't have any licenses to lose. They're not, you know, blackballed from the scientific community. They just get the little finger wagged at them and say, you know, you have to do better next time not to get caught is the message. So we have to have our legislators crack down on this. And there's got to be bite to doing wrongdoing here because it affects patients. So here's another quote. This is John Whistler. He's a survey research specialist. He says, "We recommended that the journal editors take additional action in requiring all contributors be listed if they are not named as the authors." So let's just look at that a sec. If that were to happen as a requirement for publication in your medical journals, this could make the ghostwriters liable for what they write. So if ghostwriters are writing articles that make the end results better than what the actual test results showed, then I would think they would not want their name to appear in the article. And researchers that conduct the research know that if they want to continue to research and want their grant money, they have to produce favorable study results. So they pass this information on to the drug companies, and then the drug companies tend to hire ghostwriters. So halfway through the report by these editors, there was this sidebar that said their survey results and their article was not published in the medical journals. Well, they didn't want to publish it at first. Now, of course, they didn't want to publish it. You know, now I would also think that the three journal editors that conducted this research, they kind of put their fanny on the line, and they presented these results to the conference. They were at the International Meeting for Journal Editors in Vancouver. This is where all the editors went, "Oh, no, you know, that can't be happening, not to our journal." Well, I'm sure it went over better with their peers than it did with the drug establishment. However, your JAMA journal did make mention of the findings later on. So it did get published eventually. Here is a quote from Ginny Barber. She's editor of Public Library of Science Journal, or POLOS Journal. She says, "It was very compelling, and I find it quite shocking, to be honest. We have very tough policies, very explicit policies on ghostwriting and contributorship. And I feel that we've been lied to by authors." End of quote. Well, welcome to the jungle, Jenny. There is money incentive to lie. Well, then they did a second survey. So these journal editors went and did a second survey to authors of published articles from 96 to 2008. And the findings of the survey showed that over 16% of the New England Journal of Medicine, over 15% in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and over 7% in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed ghost authors were published in all three of these journals. So these authors were getting around. See, they're very popular, making the money. So this means the journals have an honor type of policy, making it much easier to lie about contributing material and authors. I don't know about these tough policies and explicit ones. I don't know about that. But what they also found is that lead authors on research articles will often use a ghostwriter themselves under report that they're using ghostwriters and not disclose this to the journal editors, which is really considered an academic crime equal to plagiarism. How often did this happen? Well, to their chagrin, 58 to 86% of the time. What? Oh, yeah. So they're kind of in the dark. These editors were, "I'm in the dark." So we are supposed to believe your journal editors haven't known about unethical behavior. They say they were shocked. They were stunned by this. Oh, yeah. And they are saying that the amount of underreporting in ghostwriting is a big surprise. Well, the takeaway for the editors at their conference was, go back to work, strengthen your safeguards. And I'm thinking these editors that had no clue, well, they're asleep at the wheel. Strengthen your safeguards. Listen, when there's a pile of cash in your face, it's not their your policies and your threats in your policies don't mean a thing typically to the average person out there, because you know that's the character of man. What'd you say, Frank? So maybe 10, maybe 20 guys, we don't know who they are driving the medical industry information they use to justify tyranny. Well, Frank, that's an interesting notation. Well, they're saying they were in the dark. Here is a quote from the American Medical Association, September 2008. Studies have found that journal articles involving ghostwriters are often financed by the drug companies. So why are they saying we didn't know? They knew. I think some of these editors would probably give them money to be quiet. What do you think, Frank? Money answers all things. And drug companies have turned medical journals into advertising magazines. And doctors and patients are at risk. So you want to be prepared. You know, now more than ever, you need to be very careful about the medical treatments you accept and use. Research them very carefully and investigate your options. So it's not by accident that it can be kind of a challenge to find some answers. You know, options, you know, you want to find answers to your questions regarding some natural wellness. That's not by accident. It could be hard to find that stuff. So you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, ask for the free product catalog, because you're going to discover your power with immune support, metabolic support, and toxin removal formulas. So get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, boost the immune system, and those are huge steps at preventing illness. You know, very simple, very basic, but it's old, ancient, and it works. Their phone number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to check them out online. International number 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com. By the way, they started their VIP sale, very important person sale. You'll save 25% on orders of $55 or more. You want to use coupon code VIP23. You can use that online, over the phone, or on your order form. But you want to hurry because the sale does end on the 20th, and restrictions do apply. So if you were thinking of stocking up on things or doing your cleanses, looking into other options, then this would be the time to do that. A step closer, Frank, to the new catalog. The new product catalog is a step closer. So we were talking with the printer today. So I'm going to get, you know, our hard copy proof. And then once we finalize that, they'll be getting busy printing the new catalog, which we hope will be in here the end of February, first week of March. You know, all things go as scheduled. So that's in the works. The new website's taken shape too. Some things are, you know, kind of up in the air on that, but they're working through it. And hopefully the design is going to be fabulous and easy to navigate and read, find what you need, and just, you know, just an experience in itself to visit. So all those things are good. If you're on the website, though, right now, you can sign up for the free online newsletters, which are a big hit all of a sudden. People are discovering, whoa, I didn't know I could do that. Hey, that's cool. And we got so much information in there, which is very, well, easy to apply. And it makes a world of difference in a lot of ways. So if you're on the website, you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up there. The Health Quest is the newsletter goes out on Friday and the American Survival goes out on Tuesday. So you can sign up for both. They're free, but you have to have email. They're only delivered by email. So they are electronically delivered. ThePowerHerbs.com. Check them out if you can. What else I was going to report on? Yes, I heard from a lady recently, and she said you were spot on about my food allergies, you know, because she was, you know, obviously having some issues. And I find that we should really look at the lifestyle, because a lot of times we're allergic to our diets that are causing a problem. And so sometimes it's helpful to keep a food journal for a little bit, just, you know, write down what you're eating. So reactions to certain things can crop up within a day or two, and you can kind of just look back and see what you had, especially, you know, when you're around holidays and events, like you're coming up on Valentine's Day. And then, you know, in the summertime, you'll have all these picnics and thing gatherings and things. So, you know, and you're eating things you normally wouldn't eat. So, one of the biggest, problems you want to look for in, food allergy related issues are, cow's milk, wheat, shellfish, and nuts. So those are the top four that most people have problems with. So if you let's say you suspect something. Maybe you suspect that you're allergic to some nuts, let's say walnuts, pecans, something like that. Well, you want to make sure you're not consuming anything like that for at least 2 weeks. Okay. So you want to read all your labels carefully, because nuts can be in snacks, energy bars, all kinds of things. So you want to really read careful, and it'll take 2 weeks for that protein from that food source to leave your system. After 2 weeks, if you want to introduce the culprit back into the diet, usually you'll have a reaction almost immediately to confirm you're sensitive to that. So if you don't have the time or the money to go have allergy shot testing, that's another way of doing it. And, you know, it's doable. I find that, you know, I'm just really, really paying attention. Certain things are bothering me, and I make a note of it. And then sometimes, you know, I might forget, and then I'll have that food again, and I'm like, oh, right. You know, that did it last time, too, where it just bothered me. So then I make a mental decision. No, we're not eating that anymore. Not having that. So it's starts in the head, you know, your mindset. You got to get your mindset right. You got to help yourself. You want to empower yourself. And I'm finding, the longer I do what I do, that most people are allergic to their diets. Something there's bothering them. And or they are really low in minerals. And most people, almost 100% of people are low in minerals. Minerals tend to contribute to metabolic imbalance, and then they manifest into internal medicine disorders. So, and one of the things is really basic. There, people aren't using salt, the right kind of salt, the whole food kind with the minerals still in it that don't give you hypertension. So something as basic as that. We got away from the basics a long time ago. And, it's just amazing how the body responds once you start putting that fortification back in. The system does let you know. So you have power. You can change your DNA in 6 days by what you eat, for the good or bad. So make a decision. It's going to be for the good. Oh, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about cholesterol drugs a little bit. So you want to stay around for that. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Twenty
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Taking us back. Where was that? That's the 80s. 70s, 80s, I think. I think it was the 80s. All right. You know, some of these kids can't even wrap their brain around the 80s. They go, what? Oh, man, if you show some of these new kids, the millennials. What, Frank? Marvin Gaye, yes, yes. Well, if you show some of these kids, a can opener, a lot of them don't know what it is. You show them an 8-track tape or a cassette tape, they don't know what it is. Just unreal, right? All right, so maybe that's a topic for Jeopardy. they're just answering machines. That's another thing they don't get. You know, the answering machines with a little cassette in there, don't get it. All right, we're going to talk about your cholesterol. I've gotten some emails about cholesterol lately, so I thought we'd kind of revisit the topic here. And know just how important cholesterol is, you know. I find that the medical complex, spurred on by the drug industry, they tend to villainize things that are natural. Okay? So, keep that in mind. Just like, you know, your tonsils weren't necessary, your appendix is not necessary. Well, those are immune system glands. They are definitely necessary. Tonsils is the only gland in the body that manufactures an antibody for polio. And your appendix secretes a solution to protect your bowel from all kinds of pathogens. You ever eat something, Frank, and you get kind of like a light case of food poisoning? What happens? Well, you're in the bathroom. Not typically vomiting, but usually you're in the bathroom doing the other end. And it's the immune system gland that secreted a solution to vacate or just flush the whole bowel out. Something was in there that wasn't good for you. So that means it's working. So, yeah, so God doesn't make junk, right? Well, I did a show on cholesterol a while back. And according to scientific medicine, cholesterol is blamed for heart disease, strokes, and things. So we're told that the normal cholesterol level in the blood is around 200 milligrams. And patients with a level, let's say, of 60 milligrams are considered low risk for, let's say, heart diseases. So levels of 40 and 50 range, they're said to be to offer a risk of heart disease. And this leads to the new injectable drugs that they're trying to push on people to lower their cholesterol. So the list of injectable drugs is kind of growing. Have you noticed this, Frank? It used to be that anesthesia, vaccines, and anti-venom drugs were injected. Today, you got everything that you used to take in pill form can be in a serum injectable form. Here's an example, birth control, now available in a shot that lasts 12 months. But comes at a risk and side effects, of course. Diabetic medicine, also available in serums. So there seems to be this move away from pills to the injectable forms in your medication area. So the new treatment, though, that they're trying to push on cholesterol is an injectable form. So we'll talk about that. It's the new generation of cholesterol drugs. So, but first, let's get a little history on your cholesterol. So the term cholesterol comes from the Greek word Cleo, meaning bile, and steros, meaning solid, so bile solid. So cholesterol is necessary throughout the human body, and animals actually have it too. It's essentially for the structures of cell membranes. So without cholesterol, your cells literally just fall apart. And more specifically, cholesterol is necessary for your cells to pass signals and for your nerve conduction, your electrical impulses on the myelin sheath, your heart, and your brain. So cholesterol is a big deal. So cholesterol means, you know, bile solids, and scientific medicine started monitoring bile solids in the 1930s. And then cholesterol tests were created in 1934. And then by 1954, scientists started making a connection between cholesterol and heart disease, distinguishing between good and bad cholesterol, HDL and LDL. So soon, the new drug companies created cholesterol-lowering medications, which, you know, at the time didn't distinguish between the two types of cholesterols they had mentioned, and there were some severe side effects that developed. Later on, the cholesterol drugs became supposedly more sophisticated, targeting only your bad cholesterol. So here's the thing. Prior to cholesterol meds coming out on the market, the normal cholesterol was 300. When the cholesterol drugs hit the market, they lowered that level to 200. Now, here is a new journal, New England Journal of Medicine. This was a chart that they published in their journal article in 1812. Okay, I know you can't see it. We did put it in the newsletter originally, but suffice it to say, they have, it's titled Deaths Preceding Were Caused by Diseases and Casualties and Fatalities. So they have a list of, you know, diseases that, you know, biggest threat to human life, you know, casualty, fatalities, it's on here. Heart disease and cholesterol is not on this list. They don't. They have cancer on the list. They have colic, you know, on the list. They have abscesses, aneurysms, atrophy, dropsy, fevers. They have on this list palsy, pleurisy. No cholesterol problems or heart disease in 1812. Now, you know, you sit back and you go, huh, well, maybe medicine wasn't sophisticated enough to know about that. Well, the cholesterol serum that they want to inject into people is known as Repatha. It is made with monoclonal antibodies. You may be asking, well, what the heck is that? Well, it is a laboratory-created protein that is designed to bind to substances inside the human body. Now, sometimes the protein will be designed to bind to cancer cells, so it's used then as a cancer drug. And in some cases, the protein is designed to simply carry other medications to an objective target, such as using a radioactive, you know, agent to attack a cancer cell. So it's a delivery vehicle at that point. So this Repatha, cholesterol drug is promoted to supposedly reduce the bad cholesterol, the LDL. The manufacturer of this drug is Amgen Incorporated of Thousand Oaks, California. They are saying in their clinical trials the drug lowered cholesterol by 71%. Maybe it was ghostwritten report, don't know. Now, it was FDA approved in 2015. And this drug is injected either in once a month or twice a month doses. Patients are instructed to inject the drug into different parts of their body, like arm, thigh, stomach. Avoid, you know, scarring yourself, right, or getting too tender and bruised in one spot. Now, according to the manufacturer, the serum needs refrigeration and is not to be injected if it has floating particles in it or it has changed color. Means it's, you know, got bacteria in it then. So physicians and the drug manufacturers recommend patients use the drug in combination with a healthy lifestyle. And some patients may be prescribed Repatha with other cardiovascular drugs as well. So so people are looking for a cure. They look at this injection, but they're going to be disappointed. According to the literature on the drug, it says Repatha helps to control high cholesterol, but it won't cure your condition. That's in the drug literature by the manufacturer. So just managing a symptom once again. Now, the FDA description, according to the FDA website, they describe this drug this way. They say Repatha is an antibody that targets a specific protein called PCSK9. The antibody reduces the number of receptors on the liver, which removes LDL cholesterol from the blood. By blocking the receptors, other receptors are available to get rid of the LDL cholesterol and lower the levels. Controlled trials showed an average of reduction of LDL cholesterol of approximately 60%. Elevation in Repatha to lower the heart attack or stroke risk is still ongoing. The FDA agency protects the public health by assuring the safety, effectiveness, and security of human and veterinarian drugs, vaccines, and other biological products and medical devices, end of quote. So it's still ongoing, huh? To see if it protects you from heart attack or stroke. So the FDA stated the side effects of this drug are cold symptoms, upper respiratory infections, influenza, back pain, allergic reactions, pain and inflammation and bruising at the injection site. And those are the common. We didn't get a list of the rare side effects. Now, according to the medical information on this Reparthe drug, patients who have a history of kidney disease, liver disease, and have a latex allergy should not take this drug. Patients under the age of 13 should avoid the drug entirely. Frequent blood tests are required while taking the drug to check for organ failure, usually the liver. The manufacturer admits that they have not tested the drug with regards to pregnancy, nursing, or cancer. Well, they don't want to know. That's why they don't test for them. So the manufacturer does not recommend using the drug with other non-prescription medicines, illegal drugs, diet pills, supplements, and herbs. The common side effects, injection and inflammation, tenderness at the injection site, back pain, cold symptoms, flu-like symptoms, dizziness, and stomach pain. Oh, here's a list of the serious side effects. I didn't know we had that. Here we are. Allergic reactions, severe itching, hives, breathing problems, tight chest and wheezing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat. In other words, anaphylactic. Yeah. You know about that, right, Frank? Anaphylactic. When you get an injection, they want you to hang around for a half hour and make sure you don't have respiratory arrest. So the cost of the treatment is like $1,200 a shot. It's kind of similar to an EpiPen kind of injection. So it artificially lowers your cholesterol numbers momentarily, but it doesn't cure your condition. So the National Cholesterol Education Program, they got founded in 1985, and it was suggested that cholesterol in the blood caused a lot of arterial sclerosis and heart disease. And based on their hypothesis, the scientists and the drug companies developed a bunch of statin drugs. So the public was convinced that it was plaque from cholesterol that was causing heart disease. So the concept that cholesterol was the problem was developed by science in 1910. Cholesterol became more of a problem after the Great Depression and World War II when food production changed and convenience foods were introduced. Today, 30 million people worldwide changed to convenience foods, and when these were introduced, we had more health problems. So one of the world's best-selling drugs is your statin medication. 30 million people worldwide, 28% of the U.S. adults are on a statin medicine. So the U.S. National Library of Medicine published a report in June 2016 that there is no scientific link between cholesterol and heart disease. In fact, a study published October 2015 in the Critical Care Medicine Journal said the statin drugs cause heart attacks and strokes. So according to the holistic physician David Brownstein, they don't tell doctors in medical school that 50% of the heart attack patients have normal cholesterol levels. Ooh, I would say your doctor's medical training is incomplete if that's the case. Fat and cholesterol are healthy sources of energy for the body and important for cell integrity, Brownstein says. Take a statin drug and you undermine all of that. Here is Brownstein. He's author of The Statin Disaster. You may want to pick that book up. He says patients with low LDL or the bad cholesterol levels coupled with low triglyceride levels have an astounding 990% risk of dying. Well, I think the medical journal skipped that part. I think the doctors didn't get to read that part. And therefore patients don't hear about it. Now, the researchers at East Texas Medical Center found that patients taking Lipitor, a statin drug, for 6 months develop heart problems and heart failure. Now, that's important because I had a chemist by the name of Shane Ellison on the show. He had written a book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, very good if you want to get that book. And we were talking about this very thing. And he was saying that a lot of people that take your statin meds, they feel like they're falling apart. And he says, because on a metabolic level, that's exactly what's happened to your cells. And this is what Brownstein is saying. You need cholesterol for cell integrity. They collapse and fall apart if you don't have it. U.S. National Library of Medicine's systemic review said this: bad LDL cholesterol helps you live longer. As LDL cholesterol went down, all causes of mortality went up. The higher LDL was linked to lower all-cause mortality. Ah. An LDL all-cause mortality. Now, this is an expert review, March 2015. This is a report published in the Expert Review of Clinical Pharmacology, which used a relative risk reduction process with regards to the safety and effectiveness of your cholesterol meds. They concluded a slim margin of a 1% of those that are using the drug may benefit from it. But this proves that the clinical trial studies on your statin meds were, well, they were manipulated statistically, submitted to the FDA to guarantee approval. Ghost riders. So the review also listed side effects the medical community and the media do not report to the public. Here are some of the additional side effects. Oh my gosh, cancer, cataracts, diabetes, cognitive impairment, and musculoskeletal disorders, your bones. So you may be wondering how a drug can do so much damage. Well, aside from lowering the cholesterol in your body needs to function with, the drug also removes necessary nutrients and minerals, enzymes, leaving you very vulnerable to diseases. Here is in the expert review, they concluded this. Cholesterol drugs inhibit vitamin K2, which protects arteries from calcification and without it causes plaque formation. Also, cholesterol drugs cause mitochondria damage. The cholesterol drugs are toxic and are poison to the energy center of your cells and damages the interior cells and even your heart cells, it says. Cholesterol drugs, they say, inhibit the and depletes the system of your coenzyme Q10, an antioxidant that helps pump oxygen to your heart muscle. Gosh. And also cholesterol drugs interfere with the selenium proteins needed to prevent oxidative stress and cell damage. So you're popping poison based on that. And that is expert review. Scientists said that. Also, here's a, I mentioned Shane Ellison. I mentioned him already. So according to Shane, he said in addition to your side effects that we've talked about, there's an additional disease that patient can acquire from using cholesterol drugs, and this is what it is, neurological diseases like Lou Gehrig's ALS disease, because it destroys the nerve cells in the brain and your spinal cord. The risk was discovered by the WHO and the FDA while they were monitoring adverse event reports on patients taking cholesterol drugs. Neurological damage occurs in a third of patients taking statin drugs, whereas the national average for the disease is 0.0005%. So they know this is happening. Your watchdogs on the hill, supposedly there for patient health, consumer health, protection. Here's what Shane says. Your trust is misplaced if you think the FDA is looking out for you. Statin drugs have killed and injured more people than the government has acknowledged. The FDA has a very low bar for drug approvals. Natural cholesterol is not a poison to you. Statin drugs are. End of quote. So you looking for tips to help balance your cholesterol. The cholesterol will get out of whack and not balanced when you're eating the wrong foods. And usually those are the foods that create a lot of mucus conditions in the body. It stems from animal dairy products, refined wheat flour. So you want to rebalance your system and clean up that lifestyle. Maybe do your system organ cleanses, cleanse out a lot of those toxins, pharmaceutical residues and things, and get that clean diet going. Mediterranean diet's a fabulous diet to adopt. Very easy, not real complicated. You can make dishes in 20, 30 minutes. I recommend you do that. I recommend you stop shopping the frozen department with the prepackaged stuff. So if you're looking for some assistance there with the cleansing, the folks at thepowerherbs.com or Apothecary Herbs, they have a lot of your system cleanses there. They also have some really great cardio section support items. So hawthorn berries helps with the fibrinogen protein to discourage clots, if you're worried about clots and strokes. The motherwort formula helps regulate heartbeats if you're worried about heart flutters and things. They got a really great heart formula that's a very broad spectrum and a cardiovascular strengthener. And they got some male and female formulas for helping balance the hormonal system that can go hand in hand with the cardio area. So you got alternatives. Look into them. Research them carefully, too, just like you would anything else. And find your power, because you'll be amazed you can do what the white coats can't. Because the white coats, they're marching to the different drum of the drug company, which are obviously, with the FDA's help, hiding information, vital information from you, and that you would need to make decisions. So, and then they make it hard a lot of times for you to find options out there, natural options for your everyday problem. And that's by design, I'm sorry to say. So thepowerherbs.com, sign up for the newsletters there, get empowered, get educated. It'll send you down the road of investigative. You know, have you heard of investigative reporting? Well, you're going to be investigating your health options, and you're going to get answers to your satisfaction. Yeah, that's what you need to demand from your health folks. Yeah, just, you know, you'll see the difference. I'm sorry to say, Frank, I think people are just, a majority of people are brainwashed out there. And, you know, hey, I was one of them. I used to work in the healthcare department. I worked in intensive care. I worked in physical therapy suites. I worked for anesthesiologist. And lastly, before I exited healthcare, I worked for neurosurgeons and neurologists. Well, that's a long story there, so I won't go into it. But, and I thought medicine can do no wrong until one day a family member in dire need of some help got it from a naturopath, not from the doctor. Total relief in 24 hours from herbs. And I went, say what? So I wanted to learn how to do that. That was incredible. That was like the world's best kept secret. So I went back to school. And I'm talking to you today because a real life problem was solved. Something very serious, like encephalitis, was solved with herbs. Incredible. So find your power, be empowered. God wants you to be empowered. He writes in the Bible, use the herbs. They're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. Can't get any plainer than that. No stuttering there. The Lord means what he says all the time, every day. Yep. Thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. They're having their VIP sale. Save 25%. Details are online, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. Oh, man. Oh, we'll get a clip ready for next time, okay, Frank? The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.